Home Repair Workshop is a paid program by the advertisers of this show on FM News Radio 106.9 at 570 WSYR, Syracuse.
Syracuse, and welcome to the Home Repair Workshop. I'm Steve Kanzadian with Sal Shuga Sr. and Mike Canavino. This program is brought to you by all our sponsors and service providers. You'll hear on the show at the breaks. We're still looking for new ones. Also, if you are interested in the advertising on the show, we have a great demographic. You can call us. We'll tell you all about it. Call Mike at 433-1156.
After October.
Oops, sorry. Okay.
After October, though, 15th.
After October. Look, Mike's going on vacation. Yeah, I forgot. Well-deserved birthday vacation.
Birthday, yeah. Big 6-0.
Yeah.
It's a milestone.
It is a milestone.
It's a milestone because, really, the way I look at it is, if I knew I was going to live this long,
you would
have
taken
better
care
of
myself.
That's
right.
Excellent advice.
Is that
Michael.
Good, Sal? Okay.
That's excellent advice. Make sure you tell your son that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, you know, if you can't get a hold of Michael, you can always call me at Shuga Builders.
There you go. Yeah. You got an office set up, too.
That's right.
I don't want to talk to anybody about money.
That's all right. I'm used to doing that. Yeah, that's not a bad job, you know.
What?
Especially
handling the money?
Yeah, especially when you get commission.
That's the whole idea.
There we go.
That's the whole idea. All right, we got a special guest today.
We have a special guest today, and you know, I really should have talked to our producer. I wanted him to play the thing to Superman. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Mr. Chimney Man. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I think Mary Poppins would be more appropriate for that. You know, that
up
scene where they're all dancing around on top of the roofs in London, and there's every manner of chimney up there. Shapes and tiles I've never seen before. That's a bizarre situation over there. I can't imagine cleaning all that stuff.
Yep.
Can you imagine with all the coal?
I can't either. No.
You're not going there. You're here. You're local.
I like the ranch houses myself.
So do all of us. It's called old age. Stepladder. Tell us about yourself, David.
I'm David Doherty. I've owned and operated Chimney Services and MrChimneyMan.com for 20 years. I primarily do chimney sweeping and inspection of wood stoves and fireplaces, both masonry and factory fireplaces. Some damper repair, chimney caps, chimney crown replacement or repairs. And that's it.
That's funny.
That's great. Yeah. You know, it's certainly one of the things is when you have a problem with a chimney, a lot of times diagnosing the problem is a big job, and certainly when you got someone that has your kind of service, you got to be a help to the person who's got a fireplace that they want to use.
That's correct.
And how do you go in and diagnose some of these problems?
Well, we first walk in and do a discovery just with a spotlight to determine whether something needs to be cleaned, or we just go right to the inspection if it does not. The inspection is the big part of it. I often say that sweeping a chimney does not make it safe. It's the proper inspection of what's there for original construction to check for defects, man-made alterations, chimney fire results. In a masonry chimney, that can only be done with the use of a video scan device that we send up the chimney, and we view right on a laptop monitor in the room with the customer everything that's going on up in the chimney that you cannot see without that device.
Yeah, and of course, that's great equipment to have. We used to have all skinny people to do that before to go down in there. But even doing some of the repairs is really become, you know, easier to do, and there's newer things to do to repairs, right?
Correct. And the chimney industry is kind of in its infancy here. It was the mid-70s that they started having chimney sweeps here. So the tools and equipment are rapidly coming out by chimney people who see the need for special tools to, for instance, remove flue tiles from a chimney cavity without hurting the chimney. I just got one of the latest flue tile breaking tools, and it's amazing the tools and techniques that are coming out for making our job easy.
Why would you want to remove the tile?
In many cases, when you need to reline a chimney, there's not enough room to put in a proper sized insulated stainless steel liner without removal of the tiles first. And stainless steel liners must be insulated to meet installation instructions as well as codes and standards.
So if you replace it with a stainless steel liner, that liner has to be insulated?
Absolutely. If you read the installation instructions, there's a UL 1777 listing for clearances. You have to have a certain thickness of insulation around the liner depending on the clearances to combustibles around the chimney itself.
How about that?
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know that.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good information.
A lot of these things are for results of problems that we've had. Have you ever run into chimney with no liner?
Absolutely. I actually live in an 1860 version house with an an unlined chimney cavity that's about 3 inches by 14. And it's being phased out because, you know, I can't even reline my chimney. It was an old Octopus furnace that worked fine. And the big mistake people make is to get a new furnace, and the furnace people shove the new furnace into an unlined chimney, and there's not enough heat to carry out those amounts of water vapor, and then they start bleeding out the walls of the chimney and ruining sheetrock and ceilings and things like that. So
there's really a lot more to it than we realize. And, of course, if you have any questions on chimneys, today's the day to talk to an expert and ask him questions. So you can call us at
421-9797-421-WSYR.
Boy, what a great lead-in. And you know what? Let's tell them the real story is. We got nobody's called.
I guess I don't know. I don't understand why. And I'm going to tell you why.
I know why now.
What?
You stay in bed later when it's raining. Some people stay in bed later. We don't.
I mean, you know, you get up now at 7 o'clock and, you know, there's no sun.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You
know, it happens around here. Yeah. No sun.
Demoralized.
Yeah. I'm going to go on a limb here. It's a very short limb and say, of all the exterior surfaces on a house, I'm going to tell you, nobody pays attention to the chimney.
That's true.
Almost every house I go to has a problem with the chimney that is not addressed. And I don't care if I'm anywhere on a roof or near a roof or just, you know, it's easy to pick out. Most houses, you know, that you're working on that are 25 years old or older that haven't had any chimney work need it.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, am I wrong here? I don't think so.
I actually carry around a document. It's 99 photos of 99 chimneys that are all cracked, and whenever I run into a mason, I'll try to show them that, and so that they can see that the cracks come off the corners of the tiles. When masons build a crown without allowing expansion space for the flue tiles, they then expand and make their own expansion joint, which then lets water in, and the chimney starts heaving with freeze and thaw, and
the mortar that's used today, it's different mortar than we used to use a long, long time ago, obviously. And that all makes a difference in terms of how long it's going to hold up and if you're going to have any other problems with a chimney. So certainly, and it's very, time-wise, it's perfect because it's getting cold out. So if you have a fireplace, you want to use it a little bit, you know, now's the time to really get it checked out and see what's going on. We have any calls?
Yeah, they're coming in, but we got to take a break. We got to take a break. So when we come back from the break, we'll be talking to Ruth here at the Home Repair Workshop on News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
Traffic and weather on the 10s, mornings and afternoons. FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR. Depend on it.
Updating your kitchen or bath has never been easier thanks to Cambria and Bush Products. You may think a kitchen project seems overwhelming, but simply updating your countertops can provide a whole new look for your home. You're sure to find a color that you love with Cambria's extensive palettes. Plus, they just launched a whole new collection of colors to choose from. Family-owned and American-made, Cambria countertops are a perfect choice for your home because they are maintenance-free and require no sealing or polishing. Plus, Cambria has a lifetime limited warranty. Learn more by calling Bush Products at 474-8422 to find a Cambria dealer near you. Or come to this year's Parade of Homes, taking place at the Inverness Gardens across from Wegmans on Taft Road, September 10th through September 25th, to see Cambria by Bush Products. Call Bush Products today at 474-8422. That's 474-8422. Or visit them online at bushproducts.com. That's BUSCHproducts.com.
Hi, this is Jim Solicito, owner of Solicito Landscaping Nursery. Having been in business for over 38 years, I can tell you I've worked behind a lot of contractors. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've also worked with some excellent professionals, and I have to put at the top of that list Steve Kanzadian. We've not only used Steve in the garden center, but also have been referring him for years because he brings a lot to the table in terms of experience, and being a forestry school grad, he really looks at things from a big picture perspective. He isn't looking to just fix your problems. He's first going to find out what caused them. That's why when my wife and I needed some repairs and improvements in our own home, the only guy we called was Steve. I like it when my wife is happy, and Steve has put smiles on folks' faces all over town with his quality craftsmanship for over 30 years. If you're looking to create, change, or improve your living space, this year give Steve Kanzadian a call at 469-3258 or check him out at kanzadian.com.
For over six decades, Raleigh & Sons Ironworks has fabricated and installed beautiful, resilient metal structures at homes and businesses in central New York. From graceful spiral staircases to ornamental yet functional fences, gates, and railings, family-owned and operated Raleigh & Sons can custom create the look you want. With a combined total of over 100 years of experience, Raleigh & Sons fabricates metalwork that lasts a lifetime. Contact Raleigh & Sons for a free estimate at 474-1370 or visit RaulliIron.com.
Solvay Bank is a bank you can call your own, offering today's friendly attention. If you're considering home improvements, buying a car, or paying tuition, look at Solvay Bank's low-rate home equity loans, which offer fixed interest rates and terms. Or consider Solvay Bank's home equity line of credit, which offers a competitive variable interest rate dedicated to reinvesting in our own neighborhoods and local communities. This is Solvay Bank. Solvay Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The News and Weather Station, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
Just in time, I found you just in time.
Okay, we're back at the Home Repair Workshop.
And we're going to have calls.
Yes, we're going to talk to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I have an A-frame Shelly, and I want to put a new roof on. The one roofer says I don't need to remove the shingles to apply another type of shingle, which is architectural shingles.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if that would be too heavy to put two layers on.
Normally, no. You can put two layers on. Shingles that are on there now, that's the first roof, correct?
Right.
Okay, you can put another layer on top of it. Okay, and it should be fine if your roof is structurally sound. You should be fine with that.
Really? With the size roof I have, it's a huge A-frame chalet?
Yeah, even more so. It's a very steep roof. So even though it's the same amount of weight, I think you're fine with it.
Okay.
But let's qualify this,
yes,
because, okay, if you have, let's say, 20 years from now, you want to put another roof on, you got to take them off.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so what a lot of people are faced with making a decision, especially if they're not planning on staying in the house for a long time, they take the least expensive way and do it. Now, if you want to do it the bestest way, I like to remove the shingles, even with one roof on it. How about you, Stephen?
Well, here's the other thing that I've noticed in all the roofs I've had to do this summer is that even though expected some plywood damage on the drip edge, I was finding it all over the roof. And it was not evident when I walked the roof prior to doing the strip. But boy, that plywood was not good, and whatever moisture up there started that plywood delaminating, it wouldn't, the new roof that if I had gone over it would not have stayed nailed down very well. So a lot of things you can't see unless you strip the roof, or don't become evident until you strip the roof. So there's that element to it also.
Okay.
What I would suggest, you get the prices both ways and make your decision. But to answer your question, you can put a second roof on.
Also, it won't last as long.
Yeah.
It won't last as long?
Nope.
With the second roof on?
Right.
Serious?
It won't last as long. For instance, if you buy a 35-year shingle, when you put it over another shingle, it always starts to ripple, lose mineral, and curl at least 5 years before the time is up on it.
Oh.
You don't also have the opportunity to operate in the way that we do now. We use two layers of ice and water shield on the edge of the roof. That might not be an issue for you on an A-frame.
They're making a product where you can go over it, too. Did you know that?
Over an existing roof?
Existing roof, yeah.
I believe that, yeah.
There's a metal, and then there's a...
No. Ice and water is it's a material that, like, if you drive the nail through it, the nail, it won't leak around the nail.
So you have some things to consider, as far as how much of the cost savings is worthwhile. Because no matter what, the roof gets way more expensive to replace further down the road.
All right.
All right.
Do you recommend any particular kind of roofing?
You mean manufacturer?
Right.
No.
No.
Not really, no. They all, when you lay out enough of these shingles, they all seem very, very similar. You know, there's not a lot of difference.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
for the
you.
Call.
Bye-bye.
I don't think we helped her a lot.
Yeah,
but.
You know, I was going to say the roof on her house probably doesn't need ice or water.
No, but you know what it probably does need? Six nail shingling.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
steepness.
It's steep, yeah. And there's a lot of weight going down instead of laying flat.
Exactly.
And I would consider a high wind nailing pattern on that roof.
Definitely, yeah.
Even though it isn't, you know, flat. Let's talk to Ellen. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You need to talk to Mike, it says here.
I think I need to talk to Mike.
Mike, what did you do last night?
Go ahead, Alan. We won't get you in trouble. Or Michael.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say I wish I had a question for your fireplace expert. He sounds really good, but unfortunately, I just need a plumber.
You need a plumber?
I need a plumber. I have two projects. I have a corner shower stall in my bathroom that, when I first moved in, was just disgusting, and I scrubbed it and re-caulked it, and it just is still disgusting. It's disgusting all the time, and it needs to be totally taken out and replaced.
Okay.
And then I have your outside faucet.
Yes.
The outside of your house. Mine dripped terribly, so I'm believing that I probably need a new outside faucet. And there's no shut off too that I can see on the inside of the house.
Well, I'm going to give you a phone number. Okay. Of Tartan Mechanical.
Tartan?
Yeah, T-A-R-T-A-N.
Tartan Mechanical, okay.
It's 431.
431.
4980.
4980.
Okay.
Wonderful. And your name's Mike?
I'm Mike, yes.
Yeah,
Mike. He's not Mike the plumber, but his name's Mike. Let me tell you something about that leaky faucet on the outside. Let's see what happens here. Can't we just replace the washer in that faucet, Mike?
Good luck on a Silcock.
It depends. You know, here's the problem we find out. A lot of the faucets that were put in 15, 20 years ago were imported faucets, you know, made overseas.
Yes.
And it's very hard to get parts.
Well, I'm just talking about the washer.
Well, if it's a frost-free, most of the parts are very specific to that brand.
Okay.
You know? So.
The house was built in 1984, so that could be the case.
Oh, it's frost-free.
It's probably a frost-free. Your best thing to do is put one in.
See? I got shot down again.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All
right.
Bye.
We'll try and keep you in the loop here, Sal. Don't worry. Well, here's one for you. We got a roof with Ron. Hello, Ron.
The fireplace question.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go
good.
Ahead.
I got a propane insert. Do I need to worry about cleaning my chimney?
No. The propane is only going to put water vapor as long as it's properly installed originally, proper liner. You're just going to have water vapor. So to just visually check from the top to make sure everything is still intact, the cap is good, I would say that unless something starts to not operate properly, you're fine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Very good. That was easy.
Yeah. We got another chimney question here. We're going to talk to Dick. Hello, Dick.
Good morning.
Morning.
Look,
morning.
I got a question for the chimney man there.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. About 35 years ago, we took the chimney from the inside of the house and moved it outside. And when we put it up, my brother did the work. He was a mason at the time. But he never put a cover on there. And through the years, it's been all right. But one time we had to open it up, and we found a few dead birds on the bottom of it. Over the years, it's been there probably 30 years. Should I need a cap on that?
Well, the quick answer is there's no code that says you need a chimney cap unless it's a system that comes with a cap. So in a masonry chimney, you don't have to by code, but it's a great preventative maintenance item. It's going to do three things. It's going to stop animal entry. It stops a great deal of the weather from entering your chimney. Most people don't realize that the amount of rain and snow going down your chimney lands on the smoke shelf behind your damper, on your damper, and doesn't do any good in there. So keeping a majority of the weather out is a good thing. And thirdly, it acts as a spark arrester, which we don't have to worry much about here. It's actually a code in California because of fires, softwoods.
Okay, I like that answer. I didn't know... But it won't bother the chimney at all without a cap.
Well, like I said, there's hidden damages that happen without you knowing. The amount of rain and snow that's going down your flue, which is at least 7 by 11 inch rectangle. Imagine putting that hole in your roof. How much rain and snow is going to come in over a year's time, let alone 35 years? So yeah. it does a great deal of preventative maintenance.
All righty, maybe I'll look into a cap. Okay. I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you know, the fact that he's got birds down there,
yeah,
they probably suffered carbon monoxide poisoning hanging out on his chimney and straight down.
Well, the covers...
How's
really,
that go again?
The covers really do prevent a lot of that stuff. And I think one of the things we don't realize, you get a lot of rain coming in, but that interior of that fireplace, regardless of what's inside there, that rain's going to come all the way down that flue. Okay, mm-hmm. Especially, let's say we get rain and then we get frost, okay, and nobody's using the fireplace. It can freeze up in there and do damage, I think.
Correct.
No question about it. 421-9797, 421-WSYR is the number here. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more questions for the Chimney Man and the rest of our panel of experts here on home improvements, home repairs, and new construction at the Home Repair Workshop on FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
You're in Topeka, dying to hear Hawaiian music. Then bust out your smartphone and hit the iHeartRadio app. iHeartRadio gives you 750 real radio stations. Check out the new iHeartRadio at iHeartRadio.com or download the new app for your iPhone at iTunes.com/iHeartRadio. It's like Pandora, but with more control. More songs and no commercials on the stations you create through the end of the year. iHeartRadio. Real radio. And custom stations all in one. For more info, visit WSYR.com.
Winter is just around the corner, and now is the time to have Expert Chimney Services inspect your fireplace, wood stove, or gas home heating system to prepare for the winter ahead. Expert Chimney Certified Chimney Sweeps have included state-of-the-art video inspection, sweeping, and complete chimney restoration on a full-time basis for 32 years. Visit their hearth shop at 4800 McDonald Road in Syracuse for a complete line of gas and wood-burning appliances, or on the web at ExpertChimneyServices.com. Your family's safety is their concern at Expert Chimney Services.
Spring is here, and Airtight of New York has the products for you to do the springtime updates on your home. Airtight of New York has some exciting new products, including tri-polymer foam insulation. Tri-polymer can be installed in any existing home and has an R value of 5 per inch. They also carry new energy-efficient EcoView windows with a lifetime warranty. Both of these energy-saving products are made in New York to keep their carbon footprint down as a company. Call Airtight of New York today, 315-701-3777, or on the web at airtightofnewyork.com for more information.
Paint your room today and occupy it tonight with Pure Performance from Pittsburgh Paints. Pure Performance is the environmentally preferred paint that delivers superior performance. It has very low odor, zero VOCs, and superior hiding, washability, and easy water cleanup, which is why so many hospitals, schools, and healthcare facilities demand Pure Performance for their jobs. Available in nearly 2,000 colors, head to your Pittsburgh Paint dealer today and ask for the environmentally preferred paint that doesn't sacrifice quality. Ask for Pittsburgh Paint's Pure Performance at Purcell's Paints on Bridge Street in the Valley and Liverpool.
Today's economy calls for a job done right the first time. Saving money by doing it yourself or hiring an amateur can cost you more than you think. Whether building your new home or remodeling your current home, put Shuga Custom Builders 43 years of experience to work for you. Call them at 468-1358. That's 468-1358 or visit their website, shugabuilders.com today. Be sure, build Shuga.
News and Weather Station, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
All right, you're back at the Home Repair Workshop. 421-9797 or 421-WSYR. And we've got a bunch of callers. And when, if you haven't been listening, we've got Dave Doherty, the chimney man with us today. Do you ever have trouble saying that?
No, I don't.
thanks.
That's
thanks.
Said,
thanks,
huh?
Dave. Hello, Jane.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
I got a question. Actually, it's happening at my dad's house, and we're trying to figure out what might be going on and who we would call to try to maybe look at it and get it fixed. He has an addition on his house that was put on many years ago. It's a two-story addition. And the outside of the wall that faces the east side of the house cannot seem to hold any paint. It keeps peeling. My dad seems to think that the insulation in that wall, because he was part of, you know, he helped put that addition on, that it, too much was put in there, so there's no airflow. So what he thinks they should do is take some of the inside panels off to see what's going on in there. But I don't know if there's more to it. I don't know if water is an issue and that's why paint is peeling. I guess why would paint not be able to stay on that back wall?
Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
What is the siding material?
It's wood.
Well, is it, it's like cedar wood, or is it
clapboard?
I mean, the clapboards, yeah. The house is like 60 years old.
And when did the addition go on?
The addition probably went on at least 40 years ago. I mean, it was a long time ago.
So the insulation in the wall is fiberglass?
Yes.
Okay. And the inside of the addition wall, what's on the surface of the inside of the wall there?
Well, he said there's plywood, and underneath the plywood, or on top of the plywood, is like just a dark brown, you know, they would put up paneling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, paneling.
What is under this addition?
A crawl space.
Okay. Is the crawl space open to the basement?
Well, you can get through there from the basement. There is, like, a hole there,
mm-hmm.
because I think that was the original crawl space you could get outside.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say, and I, because I obviously have not crawled underneath the deck to look, because there's a deck also attached to the back of the house, that he wants that crawl space door replaced because it's getting old, and I don't know if dampness, water's getting in there or,
mm-hmm.
or what.
Now that you mentioned something else, so there's a deck attached to the back of this house.
Yes.
Okay, and is this deck actually physically attached to the house, or is it just in place next to the house?
No, it's attached to the house.
Is that the same side that you have the paint peeling?
Yes.
Yeah, are you? How do you like this interrogation you're getting?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that show on television Gary Moore used to have.
But one of the things, all of these questions can help us maybe give you an answer to see if we can figure it out, and I hope you're taking it that way. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, now that you mentioned that there's a deck attached to your house, I spent the majority of the summer flashing decks into houses because of the water damage caused because of an improper connection between the deck and the house.
Okay.
You can get a lot of water in on that rim joist, and it will just dissolve the wood underneath, and the moisture will transfer up the wall. Once the moisture transfers up the wall, it will force the paint off of the clapboard.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I was going to ask you, the other thing was that the basement is on crawl space, and it's probably got some vents on the outside, right? Little slide vents in the foundation?
Yeah.
Are they open all the time?
That I don't know. I could, you know, I'd have to go over and see.
They need to be open all the time.
Okay.
Okay, because moisture from the crawl space is going to penetrate the floor in the room.
Okay.
And then to add insult to injury, the wall covering in the room is highly penetrable with regard to moisture. It would have been better if it was sheetrock.
Okay.
So you've got a number of places where water vapor in the room is going to get to the backside of that siding, and once it does, it's going to force the paint off. You have a lot of things that need checking.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We want to have somebody come and, you know, because he wants to get this whole thing fixed, but I have no idea who do we call. Like, who would we have do this? Do you do this stuff?
Call my office.
Okay. And what is that number?
469-3258.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, it was quite the interrogation, wasn't it?
Yeah, but all I could think of is, you know, the Gary Moore show. I can't remember what it was. Sal, you should remember that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't help you out so much.
You're too young.
Yeah. You're younger.
Yeah, he's showing off.
I love that.
All right, Dick, you got a chimney question for our guest?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, Dick.
We have a... two chimneys, one upstairs, one down. There are two fireplaces. The upstairs is gas. The downstairs is wood. Now, when we start the wood fireplace, we get an arid smell in the upstairs unless we turn on the gas fireplace and let that burn. Why would that be? Why would we get that arid smell?
In order for your basement fireplace or any fireplace to work, you need a certain amount of air volume from the house to rise up the chimney and carry the smoke out. And in basements, in many cases, are so tight that your house will seek to bring the replacement air in down the easiest or in the easiest place it can, which might be your gas fireplace. Is your gas fireplace gas logs or a gas appliance insert?
It's kind of like gas logs.
Right. So you've got a damper that might be clamped open because you have vented gas logs. You have a nice, easy place for your house to bring in makeup air to allow your basement fireplace to work. And then when you turn on your gas logs, of course, you make your house find that third place to bring in, hopefully. In some cases, your gas log set is going to work but spill some carbon monoxide into the house. So your house might be so tight that you just can't have that much volume of air leaving when it can't come in somewhere else.
I got you.
Open the basement window.
There you go. That's what I tell people. Crack a basement window open in an unfinished part of the house, preferably, that you can tolerate when you're using your basement fireplace.
Okay. So really there's no other fix to that. It's just got
There's other issues. It could be undersized flue, obstruction, partial obstruction in your basement flue. There could be cracks and gaps between the mortar joints. So there's a lot of potential problems that can be seen with a video scope that we could eliminate at least part of the reason.
Give him your phone number. If you want to call him, you can call Mr. Chimney Man. I'm sure he'll be glad to look at it.
Hey, what is it? This is Dave, right?
This is David. Yep, and my number is 428-7604. And you can also visit me at MrChimneyMan.com. Email me from there, whatever you want to do.
All right. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks
for
the call.
Bye.
Very good.
Common problem.
Very common.
Yeah. All right, we got Maureen is next. Hello, Maureen, you're next.
Hi, good morning. I don't have a problem, but I need to know where I could find a post for my
my porch overhang. I have a decorative one there right now, and it's rusting out on the bottom, and I don't want it to collapse. I'm sure it won't, but rather than replace it with another decorative one, I would like to find maybe a round one. Can you tell me where I might find one?
Is it a metal post?
It's a metal post right now. Yeah, probably came from Raleigh's or someplace like that when the house was built.
Yeah. Did you want to replace it with metal post?
No, I'd like to replace it with a wooden pillar if I could, or something of that sort.
Okay. If you're going to do wood, you go to a lumber company. They have a whole variety of posts that you can pick from.
Any lumber company?
Yeah,
okay.
Or even the big box stores if you want. If you're going to go back with the metal, you call Raleigh.
Yeah, he has decorative columns.
Does he have?
Yeah, they make a decorative round column.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah, they are made of metal, too.
They're made of metal.
They're aluminum.
Or aluminum.
They're aluminum.
Oh, aluminum.
Yeah. They look like wood, but they're aluminum.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Maybe I'll take a walk down there then. That's great.
All right. Sure.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We should give him the number for Raleigh.
Raleigh.
It's right there. It's right there.
474-1320.
Thanks. Atta baby, Michael.
I got my glasses on. You don't have yours on yet.
But I have my eyes fixed. I'm not supposed to need them. But
Fran, are you there?
Driving is fine.
Yeah, this is Fran.
Hi.
Hi. And I had ice damage done in the spring. I mean, in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten all different stories from different people, and I'm not sure what I need to do. It's the back of the house that overlooks the pool, and we have decking there, and the water started coming into the house, into the living room, which faces the back of the house by the pool. And there's two dormers just above the living room, and there's like a double roof. There's the lower roof and the upper roof. And there was a tremendous amount of ice that was all across in between the upper and the lower roof. And anyway, the damage that was done, I get all different stories. There's very little venting, and the venting that's on where the lower roof, that's the only venting there is, that it doesn't have, it just has like maybe 2 inches of venting there, and it's a tremendous roof. It's huge. And so I was told that I need to have soffits put in and, what do they call that, flangeal? The end of the wood or at the end of the venting, and that the upper and the lower roof need to be replaced. There's also a skylight. One guy told me you need to change the skylight because you'll never be able to get it to seal again. So you need to have a new skylight put in. And then some roofers said you don't need to do the venting. Some say you do need to put in new soffits and venting, that there isn't enough airflow, and that's why we had the damage.
Okay,
I'm just confused.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. And what happens?
You can ask me questions to get it more clarified.
Yeah, but you know, when you get more than one person coming out of there, they're giving you different answers. It becomes even more confusing. Assuming that they've given you some prices also.
Well, two of them have given me prices. The rest of them, they said they would mail them, and I never got them.
Okay, a couple of things you can do. First of all, when you had the ice back up, did you have insurance to cover it? The damage?
I have insurance, yeah.
Yeah, and it covered the backup?
Well, she just told me to get estimates, so I don't really know
what
to cover.
The reason why I asked that is because unless you specifically state that in your insurance policy, you may not have coverage. And if you have a higher level policy, they will cover that. If you're going to have the roof redone, it's a perfect opportunity for you to work on the insulation in that lower roof. And what it sounds like to me is that you need a little more ventilation in that lower roof so you can keep the ice from forming.
So if you're going to do a new roof, it might be a perfect opportunity for you to talk to someone who does insulation also and insulate that part of it properly so that will cut down on the amount of ice that forms on that. Are you going to do the whole roof, the lower roof and the upper roof?
The lower roof and the upper roof just towards the back of the house, not...
Yeah, one side, the back side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to talk to a roofing person that will do that. They're going to take the old roof off? You don't know.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that much?
Sure. Are they going to take the old roof off?
Yes.
Okay. That means that you can expose a lot of that area. How about inside? The damage that was done inside, you have to replace drywall?
Yeah, there's the wall is bulging in one section.
Okay, so you can actually access this from both sides. I would say that you need someone that do insulation, roofing, drywall. You might need a general contractor to do the whole job. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, that's the best way to wrap the whole thing up and do it, and also take a look at it from more, you know, vantage points than just one. Which the roofer looks at it one way, which is ventilation and roofing. The insulation contractor looks at it from air sealing and ventilation, but not necessarily any roofing details or crawl space venting. So, I mean, if you get...
So the insulation person is just a step, like a separate person you would get for that?
Sometimes, I shouldn't say something. The companies like Zero Draft will do the whole thing. I mean, they'll look at if you need roofing... remediated, they'll do the roofing. If you just need the insulation and air sealing, they'll just do that. I think you should call a BPI certified contractor and let them get an assessment of what the situation is that is broad and shows everything that you need to address.
Okay. The other thing is we're planning on, selling the house in a couple of years when the market gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want to put a tremendous amount of money. I want to do what has to be done, but not, you know.
Has this problem ever happened before for you?
Well, we only owned the house for 2 years.
Well, then you're going to have to make a call whether you just think it was just because last year was a very severe winter, which it was. And people who never had an issue before had an issue, or whether you want to take care of it. I'm guessing at this point I'd try and get through another winter and see what happens.
Okay, because the first winter we were here, we didn't have any problems.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could be just a function of the kind of winter we had, and it's not a normal thing for your house.
But on the other hand, if it is a problem that's going to be recurring regardless...
You'll do whatever it takes to stop the water from coming in, I guarantee it.
And when does it have to be done by?
There's no date for that. As long as you can get the snow off the roof, which is a lot of the year, normally, you can do the work. We got to take a break, okay? Thanks for the call, though. Bye bye. 421-9797, 421-WSYR. We'll be back for the last segment of the show here at the Home Repair Workshop on News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
News every 30 minutes, every hour, every day. FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
Okay. It's time. You finally made the big decision. You're ready to build, buy, or remodel your home. Next big decision. Who should you work with? Who can you trust? My best advice, go with the pros, the members of the Home Builders and Remodelers of Central New York. Let me repeat that. Go with the pros, the members of the Home Builders and Remodelers of Central New York. This respected association brings together the best and most reliable professionals in the business. They've raised the bar of integrity, professionalism, and customer satisfaction in the Central New York housing industry. Higher standards, quality work. Take it from me, Sal Shuga. You want a happy ending? You start with a pro. The pros at the Home Builders and Remodelers of Central New York, an association of professionals and proud sponsors of both the Parade of Homes and the Home and Garden Show. Visit their website at hbacny.com or give them a call at 463-6261.
Updating your kitchen or bath has never been easier thanks to Cambria and Bush Products. You may think a kitchen project seems overwhelming, but simply updating your countertops can provide a whole new look for your home. You're sure to find a color that you love with Cambria's extensive palette. Plus, they just launched a whole new collection of colors to choose from. Family-owned and American-made, Cambria countertops are a perfect choice for your home because they are maintenance-free and require no sealing or polishing. Plus, Cambria has a lifetime limited warranty. Learn more by calling Bush Products at 474-8422 to find a Cambria dealer near you. Or come to this year's Parade of Homes, taking place at the Inverness Gardens across from Wegmans on Taft Road, September 10th through September 25th to see Cambria by Bush Products. Call Bush Products today at 474-8422. That's 474-8422. Or visit them online at bushproducts.com. That's B-U-S-C-H products.com.
If you've been dreaming about a new landscaping project, it's time you discovered Northern Nursery Stone and Design Center, an incredible selection of stone and pavers for patios and walkways, retaining walls, landscape lighting, ponds, water features, and much more. All of the best brands in the largest and most inspirational outdoor display in Central New York. Come to Northern Nursery Stone and Design Center, Route 11 and Cicero, 1 mile north of the Route 31 and 11 Junction. Open 7 days a week to service all your needs. 699-3193 or at northernnurserystonecenter.com.
Spring is here and Airtight of New York has the products for you to do the springtime updates on your home. Airtight of New York has some exciting new products, including tri-polymer foam insulation. Tri-polymer can be installed in any existing home and has an R value of 5 per inch. They also carry new energy-efficient EcoView windows with a lifetime warranty. Both of these energy-saving products are made in New York to keep their carbon footprint down as a company. Call Airtight of New York today, 315-701-3777, or on the web at airtightofnewyork.com for more information.
The News and Weather Station, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.
Okay, you're back at the Home Repair Workshop. Dave, how can people get a hold of you to have you do chimney work for them?
They can reach me at 428-7604 and my website, MrChimneyMan.com. They can email me right from the website if they wish. So it's 428-7604.
Yes, and why should they call someone like yourself?
Well, that's a good question. There's no regulation on our industry, and so there's no licensing or certification that's demanded. But there is a organization, the Chimney Safety Institute of America. You can visit them at csia.org and find a certified chimney sweep. Right now in the entire county, there's only 3 individual certified people. 2 of them are employees of Expert Chimney Cleaning and myself. I'm the only owner-operator who's certified by the CSIA in the county.
Okay, and one of the things we were talking during the break, one of the things that happens is when you have someone who... the certification says that you should know enough about this particular job.
It's a very difficult chimney,
so that when someone calls you, they got assurance that you're going to make a good evaluation and assessment of their problems.
Correct. Just,
and much like the gal that called before about the roofing and stuff, there's so many individual things that have to be checked and looked at, that it becomes difficult for a homeowner to get that. And certainly in your business, if you got somebody who's certified and qualified, they're the people to call.
Certification, the test has to do not only with the how to sweep a chimney, inspect a fireplace, but codes and standards, safety issues, physics, things like that. So
all that's worth paying for, there's no question. All right, that music means we're done. Can you believe it?
Yeah, a lot of calls.
I want to thank all our callers. And if we didn't get to you, call in next week. We can still answer those questions on home improvements, home repairs, or new construction here at the Home Repair Workshop. Sal, you're going to be by yourself next week.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be old time.
It'll be fat figures on the board.
Yeah, I'll try to remember how to handle it.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Have a good time.
Your vintage is?
60.
Oh,
nice.
Goodness. Good luck, too. So,
yeah, thanks.
Make sure you tune in next Saturday at 8 for more information you can really use here at the Home of Prayer Workshop. I'm Steve Kinzadian saying thanks for listening. This is FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.